For this Wednesday, August 20th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. An Evansville man has been sentenced to 80 years in prison for child molestation in Posey County. A jury previously found 61-year-old Jeffrey Scott Wagner guilty of child molestation after hearing testimony from two victims who described how Wagner sexually abused them when they were under the age of 10. Wagner was sentenced on Tuesday, where the court heard a victim impact statement from one of Wagner's victims. After considering all the evidence and hearing arguments from prosecutors and defense, the judge found that Wagner's sentence should be aggravated. Wagner will be transported to the Indiana Department of Correction to serve his sentence. Family Matters of Posey County shared on Facebook that tomorrow at the New Harmony Food Pantry, there will be an extra distribution due to an unexpected donation of food. In addition to the normal distribution, each family will receive an additional large reusable grocery bag filled with food, including canned goods and ground beef. The New Harmony Food Pantry will be open from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. tomorrow. MSD of Mount Vernon is reminding the community that it is not too late to sign your child up for free plus reduced meals. You can fill out a form in person or online and turn it in either to your designated school or the MSD MV building at 1000 West 4th Street. We have shared the post on our Facebook page at Posey County Radio from the MSD of Mount Vernon for more information and also a link for the online application. In sports news, Ellis Park Racing and Gaming will close out its 25-day season this weekend, beginning Friday. According to a press release, the farewell weekend kicks off with 3 days of live racing, beginning Friday, 11:50 a.m. Fans on track this weekend can take part in several promotions, including the finals of the popular Wiener Dog and Corgi races on Saturday afternoon after the last race. Sunday's program will also be the final Kentucky HBPA Dollar Day of the season, with discounted food and beverages offered throughout the facility. Organizers say the featured race of closing weekend is the 21st running of the $150,000 Ellis Park Turf Stakes, scheduled as race 8 on Sunday's card with a 3:12 p.m. post time. Week 1 of the high school football season is this Friday, and on Monday of this week, the USA Today Network Indiana football preseason rankings were released. In Class 5A, Castle is 11th, in Class 4A, Heritage Hills is 2nd, and Wright's is 7th. Class 3A has Memorial 1st, Gibson Southern 3rd, Modern Day 6th, and Southridge 15th. In Class 2A, North Posey is 19th, and in Class 1A, Forest Park is 18th. Last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon Volleyball lost in straight sets at Evansville Christian. They got beat 25-17, 25-19, and 25-9. Wildcats Volleyball is now 0-2 on the season. North Posey Boys Tennis won their first match of the season at Evansville Christian 3-2. The Vikings play again this evening at home as they welcome Pike Central at 4:30. Also tonight in local high school sports, North Posey Volleyball plays at home against Modern Day. The JV match is at 5:30 and the varsity match is at 7 o'clock. Mount Vernon Girls Soccer is at home taking on Harrison at 5:30. Mount Vernon Girls Golf has a match at Cambridge with Gibson Southern and Mount Carmel tee time at 4:30. In professional sports from Major League Baseball on Tuesday, the St. Louis Cardinals won in Miami against the Marlins 7-4. The Cardinals moved to 63-64 on the season. They go for the three-game sweep tonight at 5:40. The Chicago Cubs swept a doubleheader at home versus the Milwaukee Brewers 6-4 and 4-1. The Cubs improved to 72-54. They play again tonight in Chicago at 7:05. The Colts on Tuesday named Daniel Jones their starting quarterback over Anthony Richardson. And Coach Shane Steichen said this is, quote, for the season and not just week one against the Dolphins. Steichen also said at a news conference in Indianapolis, quote, I don't want to have a short leash on that, end quote. Jones, who signed as a free agent this offseason, was brought in to compete for the starting job with Richardson. Based on what Steichen saw in training camp in the first two preseason games, Jones has done enough to earn the job and send Richardson, the number 4 overall pick in the 2023 NFL draft, to the bench. The Indiana Pacers rewarded their head coach Rick Carlisle with a multi-year contract extension yesterday. Team officials made the announcement about 1 month before the Pacers opened training camp. The Pacers provided no additional details about the contract terms. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, August 20th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Your weather forecast is next.